My name is Robert. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I'm calling about the computer that's on sale. It's $9.99. It's on a flyer that came in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to order that one.
Okay, let me confirm everything with you. We have a Pentium 4 processor, 520 with HD technology, 2.8 gigahertz. Okay, DVD player in the first bay and a free CD burner in the second bay. No floppy drive. You want to have a 3.5 floppy drive?
Will this not do a disk? If I wanted to put something on the disk, will it do it?
Yeah, actually, we recommend you the floppy because it's only $30, 30.
Okay, no, I don't want that.
Okay, are you sure? Because the future is going to cost more money. Okay, and no speakers.
Speakers don't come with it?
No, sir. It's not in the flyer.
Hmm. Okay, well, let me read it a little bit better, and I'll call back.
Why? Thank you. You got the flyer in front of you.
Yes.
And why you call me? That is bad for me. You call me again. That's going to be bad.
I didn't realize that it didn't have speakers, and I don't want to have to order speakers for this price. So I'll just look somewhere else and find me another computer.
Oy! I can't believe it, like a little girl. I can't believe it, only for speakers. Go ahead, little girl, little pussy girl.
Welcome back to Lead Speak Live, your source for all things gaming and tech-related. A show that is not hosted by industry insiders or game developers. Oh, no. It's a show produced by a couple of everyday hardcore gamers that love what they play and what they do and want to share a slice of that love with you. This is episode 2. I'm your host, Rapture Rabbit. I am joined, as always, by my sexy co-host, Carleon. Carleon, ¿cómo estás? How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I am sexy, as always. With us today, we have two guest hosts, and I'm very excited about inviting these two guys down to the studio. Check it out. We have with us Donson. Donson, how are you, sir?
I am prophylactic as always, my friend.
And I also, I'm good. I also have the boy.
Woot. How are you doing?
And he is known on Xbox Live as the boy 316.
That's right. The bottom line.
So, before we even get started, gentlemen, we have to do the drink check. That's right. See what we're drinking. What are you drinking there, Carleon?
I'm drinking a 40 of Mickey's. I kept it real. I thought...
Top shelf.
Top shelf. It was actually top shelf of a Chevron.
That's right. So, the good old 40s of Mickey's. We're going high class today. How about you there, Donson? What you got?
I am drinking a glass of sweet, sweet Woodford Reserve bourbon on the rocks.
On the rocks.
On the rocks. It's the only way to drink it.
You got hairy balls.
Man's mass.
I can't
Gorilla
do that.
Gorilla nuts, dude.
That's right. And the boy, what are you chugging down?
The boy is sporting a glass of rum and coke.
Getting
creative. But private stock rum and coke.
Private stock.
On,
it's
dude.
The good stuff.
It's
no,
the good stuff.
Go
what do you got? Let me see.
You say rum and coke, I'm just thinking, you know,
it's
Monarch or
we
something.
We don't sport Monarch. Who?
Captain Morgan's.
Captain Morgan private
stock.
Yeah,
that's the good stuff. That's sipping rum right there.
That's gold.
Fine Puerto Rican rum with spice and other natural flavors.
I might have to, you might not find that when we're done.
Yeah.
You're allergic to that. Don't worry about
it. No, I'm sure I'm not.
Would you say it's a tribute to over 300 years of rum-making perfection?
I would say.
I would agree.
It must be. It's fact.
It's good. You should have a little sip.
Ah, let me have a sip of this, then. Is it legendary?
It is.
The captain?
It's sipping rum. It really is.
So what is a private reserve.
Marketing.
That, like jelly you put on something.
An expensive stripper or something.
Yeah, wait, it's had a... Foomp. Wait, wait.
You smell the private.
What is it?
Smells like private.
Let's smell this.
Actually, it is. It smells like a Mickey's 40 ounce. Yeah. All right. Well, moving along. Let's figure out what you guys have been playing this week. Donson, what have you been playing all this week?
I have actually just been starting to play, Super Mario RPG for Super Nintendo.
I haven't even heard of
really?
This.
Really? That's a great game. Great game. Very That's good game. Awesome game, yeah.
Turn-based RPG, really good graphics for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Turn-based RPG, like Final Fantasy?
Like Final Fantasy,
yeah. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
But with, like, the battle systems, like, you can avoid the battles if you want to. Like, you can see the enemy walking around,
mm-hmm.
you know, versus just walking and then all of a sudden just getting shot by
that. Yeah, when you're playing Final Fantasy and you just randomly
just
at a lake, yeah, and all of a sudden, hey, yeah. Just trying to get to that next village.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that always bugged me about.
Yeah.
Do you remember playing Zelda 2 on the original NES, and they tried to make it where you could see the bad guys? But you'd so you'd be wandering.
The side-scroller one?
No, and you'd be wandering, but they would sort of pop up around you and just make a break for you.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
can't really avoid them.
Yeah, you weren't really, like, you couldn't really do anything to avoid them, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that was always funny. So, cool. And you just started playing that?
Yeah.
Nice. Level 3. Since it's your first show, what have you actually finished recently? What have you played recently through the completion, or at least a long way through? Have you played Call of Duty 4? Did you ever get a chance to play that?
No, I haven't. I just do a lot of that online. But as far as completing a game, it's really probably the last one. Jeez.
1977.
Yeah, back in the day.
Final Fantasy.
Final
Fantasy?
I know. It got ruined.
It got ruined.
Yeah. Oh, we've gotten to that point so many times.
Yeah, like I had it on my computer, and it just, like, my computer got wiped out. And...
Well, I remember for a while there, you were playing Final Fantasy on the DS.
Oh, that's right.
Every single day.
Oh, yeah. I still have that saved. I've been playing Puzzle Quest a lot. So that's been in my DS.
Great game.
And so I haven't been able to put that down to play the other
one.
So, I mean, I'm at the end. I just got
a Puzzle Quest?
No.
I don't know if Final Fantasy. Puzzle Quest is like
it's finishing. Like beating the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. I won it WoW today. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
I beat the world.
I saw the credits.
Yeah. It's like finishing Tetris, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. So cool, man. Cool. Carl Young, what have you been playing this week, bud?
World of Warcraft, actually. It hasn't really changed much.
What? You play World of Warcraft?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't really had a chance to see a lot of the endgame stuff because I've been helping you.
Oh, yes. Well, let's not talk about that just yet. But don't worry about that. Yes, I actually am not a master of the World of Warcraft. Carl Leone's been holding my hand through the first 10 levels or so. I still don't even know how to... I haven't got a pet yet, dude. I'm like a... I've been playing all week, but that's not true. I've been working hard at the show. Been doing lots of programming on the website. There's lots of fun stuff to check out on there now. It's a great game, actually. If you go to the main page and you click on, there's a button up top, and it says Retro Games. Click on that, and it takes you to the game page, and there's these great games. There's one on there, and I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to check it out. But you get to take photographs of this woman who is a model, and she flashes in and out. Let's see if I can bring it up. We'll go to here to games on the leadspeaklive.com website. That's 1337speaklive.com. But in here we have a section. It's titled Some Old School Love and Flash for the Soul. But on here you can check it out. It has this game. It's loading now. Oh, there we go. That's the remix, baby. Now it's actually the intro of Duck Hunt, which plays. Yeah, it's this great game. You can pick it up at Addicting Games. I believe it's addictinggames.com. Oh, there it is.
Mm.
Oh, shit,
Vanessa's
son.
Naughty Picks.
Why didn't you tell me this was here?
It's bumping. Yeah, it's called Vanessa's Naughty Picks. And basically, you're this money-grubbing paparazzi. And your job is to follow Vanessa wherever she goes to try to get valuable, compromising photos of her. And here, let's try it.
Sounds like my everyday life. To
Yeah, it's really loud. I'm gonna. There you go. Okay, we're gonna check this out here. Yeah, sounds like.
Does she get naked?
I don't know if she gets naked.
About me?
But,
sure, you know, you've been playing it for hours.
Actually, I did play all. That's why I wasn't playing WoW today. I was actually, I was trying to find Vanessa's naughty picks. Here we go. We're mission one, the hotel pool. It says head over to the Hotel Hollywood pool, where Vanessa has been spotted sunbathing.
Yeah, son. Yeah, your mission is to get compromising pictures of her any way possible.
That's right. 6 seconds.
You got 6 seconds.
Sounds pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. It's actually really cool. I was playing today. I was like, this is a lot of fun.
You were.
Oh, yeah, I was. Oh, here we go. Oh, click. Oh, wait, click. Where you at, Vanessa? Boom! Don't get the bodyguard. He'll kick your ass. Oh, there you go. Boom! Oh, I almost got the hairy-chested dude. Whoa. I'm just a picture of the bodyguard's junk.
That's a compromising picture.
Whoa, there we go. Oh, yes.
High score.
Woo! That's right. World-class photography. This is probably the best shot.
Yeah, I know.
Focus on that.
So anyway, go to the website. That's www.leetspeaklive.com. That's 1337speaklive.com. Check out our new games. We have lots of games. We have great videos on here. In the introduction, you heard a video. It sounded like a Hispanic guy arguing with someone in the beginning. It's actually, what it is there was a telephone call made to Dell by an order, and this is the salesman who called in and kind of loses his mind. So, unbelievable, you know. So anyway, that's on the website as well. If you go to the homepage, there's a variety of sections. There's a section on Leet Speak Education. So people that don't understand what Leet is or might be wanting to know more about it, you can go there, check it out. There's a variety of videos on Leet and what we do. Let me see if we can bring one up. We'll maybe play one for you so you can check out what we have. Oh, God, there's this great there's this great story that was on Channel 10 News. So we'll see if we can bring it up. And it's... Here we go.
Moving on now, if you do any online messaging, you know that some of the standard lingo is LOL for laugh out loud. That's an example. But do you know what
it actually says? Leet Speak on there. It's pretty tight.
That is cool.
Or how about this? Or especially this? Well, teenagers know what all this means.
They sure do. And it's part of a complicated...
Trying to scare everybody.
You should be scared.
Protect your children from LeetSpeak.com.
Explains how to crack the code to protect your children. You at 6.
P911, parent alert. Did we hear anything?
16-year-old Niles Giron uses LeetSpeak, a type of online lingo that's growing in popularity with teens.
All my friends use LeetSpeak. I can see why parents will be worried, just because it can lead to danger.
And that's exactly why internet safety experts are sounding a warning. The language is morphing into
it's
a
so
dangerous
bad,
dialect,
dude.
Foreign
Hi,
to
are
parents.
You home alone?
Yeah, Scott Dollison is a cyber detective from the Westerville Police Department.
Anyway, Anyway, I'll find these links to these videos and many other videos and anything else we talk about in the show at leetspeaklive.com. Or you can also, there'll be another a link. I'll add a link this week that'll have a summary of episode 2 that you can check out. That'll have all of the links to anything that we talked about specifically as far as news articles and games that we discussed in the show. So moving on, Carleone, anything else that you played this week besides the old WoW?
No, not really, actually, to tell you the truth.
Well, that's at least
it consumes most of my time.
No, lie to us. We like it.
I played Call of Duty 4.
Yeah.
At your house while you were sleeping.
Yes, I actually beat it.
Seven times.
Hold the world record right now. Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, I know you do.
It's on YouTube right now. Yeah. Check it out.
It's at liar.callofduty4.org. All right, so, son.
Son.
What have you been playing there, boy?
I follow Carleone a little bit in his tracks.
Following is correct.
Like, focus on that
word. He was holding your hand also.
If he was class in the games, I would own him. Yes. He'd own him.
Not yet you wouldn't, sir.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes.
Uh-oh.
Not yet you wouldn't.
Throw it down my dual flag.
It's out.
It's down, Glynis. Throw down my dual flag, son.
Mm. Oh, man. those Leet guys carry knives.
Yeah, they're scary. Yeah, I got a 70 Warlock. Yes, the Warlock, the cheapest class in the game, other than Rogue.
Oh.
Rogue's the only class that can beat a Warlock.
Yep, that's why they're cheap. Can't stand them.
Sounds like you've got some real pent-up issues going on there, right?
Aggression. Yeah. Hate aggression.
Well, he hasn't actually beat anyone yet with the cheapest class, so he's just kind of frustrated.
I'm kind of a noob. I sport green gear, so it's fine.
Myself, I've been playing. I actually picked up Orange Box this week, which
was
that
game?
Yeah.
Great.
Oh man, Portal is the most... Wait, let me back up.
Who?
The fucking most amazing game I've ever played that wasn't like a multi-billion dollar budgeted game.
Portal or Orange Box?
Orange Box. Well, what it is Orange Box is... Not, well, not the kind of thing you're thinking of.
Yeah. I stay away from that. I know something's wrong.
Hazardous areas.
Yes, this is a show for the kids. Mm-hmm. Stay away from the Orange Box. A public service announcement by Rapture Rabbit. Yeah, so I played Orange Box. I played... well, I started to... okay, but the way it works is it's got Team Fortress on there, right?
I'll play that.
Yeah. Oh, and it looks great. Mm-hmm. And then it has... the original Half-Life 2.
Wasn't it Half-Life 2 re-something?
Well, it has Half-Life 2.
Half-Life 2 Part 2?
Yeah, then it has like an Episode 1 and an Episode 2.
Episode 2.
And there's Half-Life. A 3 coming out, right?
The naming convention couldn't have been more confusing. And then, yeah, Carleone just mentioned there is a third set coming out, or a third add-on. Yeah, a third episode. So, but I started to play, Portal, and I realized I'm retarded because I'm playing this game and I got to maybe level 8 and I started to feel pretty badass, like, oh, this is all you got? Mm-hmm. And then they gave me the option, because you know what Portal is, right? What it is, you throw... Okay, the way it works is...
No idea.
It's like, okay, it's like the Half-Life game, right? Mm-hmm. You're running around, except you're in this three-dimensional puzzle. You're on one side of a room and you need to get to the other side of the room. Mm-hmm. And the way it works is you have this gun that allows you to shoot a hole anywhere... mostly anywhere in the room, and so there's and then that becomes a portal that you can jump through, and there's already an exit somewhere else that you can see in the room. Now you can manipulate the two portals. You can shoot one in hole and one out hole. You know what I mean? And that's generally how it works anyways, but you have a portal that's an entrance and an exit. Mm-hmm. And you manipulate those to get where you need to go. Does that make sense?
So you just can you just do a straight line of portals and just make it to the end
kind? No, because it has to be on a wall. It has to be on a wall.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you go to one wall, shoot a portal, it goes through, go to another wall.
Oh, no, because it doesn't go through, it doesn't make a hole into the next area. Mm-hmm. It makes a portal that will, it will put your character wherever the other hole, the orange hole is. Does that make sense? Because there's a blue one and an orange one.
Yeah.
The blue one's in and the orange one's out. Okay. So you're not actually exiting through the other wall. You're going in and you're coming out.
You get to keep shooting different portals.
Yeah, you can manipulate where they go and that kind of thing. It's a really complex game. When we're done here, I'll throw it on for you. You can talk about it next week. But you can give us your impression of it. It's a really amazing game. And just trying to explain it to you, I think I've realized really how genius the idea is. You know, to be able to think in that sort of dimension, you know, dimensional way. And the puzzles... I mean, having come up with the game itself and trying to solve the puzzles is difficult. I couldn't imagine trying to develop those puzzles, trying to write them, you know, and make them continuously more difficult, mm-hmm. while maintaining a curve of difficulty that allows the player to continue to learn as they progress. Because there's some points where you're using gravity in a way that you have a hole on the ground that you're up top and you fall through this hole, but because you've put the other orange portal up top. As you fall, you keep falling out of that hole, and it ends up getting you back to the other side. That makes sense. You end up flying like you're falling. Yeah. I can't really explain it. Yeah, you know, and I'm sure this translates. Makes for great radio.
Trying to explain this.
And then there's this thing. Yeah, you can orange. And you can wiggle it. Yeah,
it's like trying to explain colors to a blind guy. You know?
Yeah.
This is blue.
Oh my God, we're going to hell.
A good point, though. I must say.
Yes, that encapsulates everything that I was trying to into one good solid point there.
It's like, okay, can't do it.
Okay, moving along. So I played Half-Life 2, and then, of course, I've been playing WoW. Like I said, Carleone's been taking me through and power leveled me from about level 3 to level 10 in about one night because I couldn't really, I haven't had time to get back to the game, so we've been running around. Doing the production of the show, and of course, I have a normal, regular, everyday job. Yeah, you know, I have
a life.
It's hard. Yeah, well, it's hard to, you know, jocking bitches and slapping hoes.
Yeah.
It requires a lot of time. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know this.
Yeah.
So moving along in the news, movie news. You guys know they're making a Lord of the Rings. And they're making The Hobbit. The Hobbit,
yeah.
I know. Dude, this is big news.
I kept saying that. I was like, when are they going to make The Hobbit?
No. You never
well,
said
really?
That.
I can't wait.
You're lying.
Like, well, not the cartoon movie, but the
no,
movie
that's
movie.
Funny. I've been saying that.
Damn
it.
That's what I said. No one listens to me.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, apparently, you know, we all know that Peter Jackson is going to produce Lord of the Rings, and Del Toro is set to direct, which is really exciting.
Really? Yeah.
According to thehobbitmovie.com, we are also going to be joined by Sir Ian McKellen. He's going to reprise his role as Gandalf.
Nice.
Which I am really excited about. I don't think anyone else could play the part.
Is the guy from the other Lord of the Rings, the one that played...
that one guy?
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit. I mean, is he in it? Is he going to be the Hobbit?
Frodo Baggins?
No, Frodo, yeah, the guy that played Frodo's...
Frodo.
Frodo
wasn't alive, man.
Was it Elijah Craig?
No.
That's,
what
about...
that's what I was drinking earlier.
Oh, okay.
No, the guy in the first Hobbit, the one that gave the ring...
Stupid.
Elijah Wood, I'm
yeah.
sorry, okay.
the one that gave the ring to Frodo?
Oh, you're talking
the
older guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's
Bilbo
ancient,
Baggins.
Man. Bilbo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he going to be the same?
No, because I think they're not going to be the same actor, because in The Hobbit, it's actually... He's actually young.
Yeah, like 200
yeah.
years later.
So he might
probably
be like, yeah, so he might
good.
Be like Frodo's age.
Yeah, okay.
But Bilbo,
so
yeah.
those could look alike. But,
yeah, so yeah. I mean, but think about it. Can you imagine someone else playing the role of Gandalf?
No.
You know, and no. what's great about it, it's going to meld the whole, you know, all of the series. It's going to make it seem like five movies or six movies. Mm-hmm. And what I heard is that, and this is from an unofficial source, but the Hobbit movies are actually going to be split over two movies as well.
Good.
So
oh, really?
It won't be all
good.
Yeah, condensed.
Well, then they'll
hours.
Actually end it the right way.
Well, how many different movies?
Well, I think there's The Hobbit.
Yeah.
And then there's, of course, the Lord of the Rings
trilogy.
But I think before then, there was one called The Silmarillion.
That's at the end. That's after.
Was that after?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's at least one more. I remember when I was a kid, I was had that.
Silmarillion?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't read. You know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was Literally. One of those science fiction book of the month clubs, and they used to send you gift packs or whatever, and that was one of the things I got. Was one of the additional books outside of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings.
Well, you
so.
Know they didn't include the correct ending, actually, in The Lord of the Rings. The,
no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not the correct ending.
Which what? Ending, though?
Yeah, like which ending, dude?
That could have ended it like nine different times.
Yeah. Well, okay, when Frodo and them are coming back to the Shire, an evil man has taken over the town and they have to recapture and everything like that. There's a whole other like little backstory. On the way back, Saruman is still alive. They have to defeat him. There's so much more stuff that they had left out just because they couldn't fit it in.
And this was on the third one?
Yeah, the last one.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people were upset about that they had left out.
Well, they made the Lord of the Rings MMO.
Yeah,
did you
play
that
online?
One?
Yeah, I'm playing
what
it right
that?
Now, actually. Well, I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
It's actually a really good-looking game. I just don't like the PvP aspect of it.
Mm.
So that's what keeps me right.
So Lord of the Rings is a movie based on a book. Same as Lord of the Rings is based on a book, obviously.
Correct.
But there are a lot of movies that have been made that are based on video games. And it's unfortunate that most of them are shit.
Hitman was good, though,
like
I
Street
thought.
Fighters.
Hitman
was
bad.
Worst fucking movie.
Hitman Street
good.
Fighter
was
horrible.
Crap.
The worst. I haven't seen
garbage.
Hitman yet.
Hitman's awesome.
Is it worth
bad.
It? Okay, so everyone who's listening, all two of you that are listening to the show.
Both.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
Listen or check out Hitman. I guess it's worth seeing. But I remember, you remember Street Fighter was
crap.
It was horrible.
You don't like Jean-Claude?
Oh, he was
I like Jean-Claude.
That movie
I just,
was dumb.
That movie was bad.
Yeah. It was funny. Me and that boy were actually watching, I don't know if you've ever seen the Mortal Kombat movies.
That was okay,
well, The first one was
okay.
Good. The first one was a
Yarn.
Decent movie. But the second one, we were sitting there watching it, and we're just looking, and it's just, it's like they took every character from the whole game, and they just threw them in there, like... Okay, oh, we got to introduce Scorpion. Let's get him in there, you know. Okay,
let's kill him off.
Okay, we got to get Shiva in there. Okay, we'll put her in there, you know. She goes down the hole dead. And then we got Ermac, you know. Who?
Ermac?
Yeah. It was like 5 seconds for each character.
Any
World
Combat guy would know.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they can sell more toys.
Oh, and they threw in animalities. They threw in
friendship.
Yeah, it was just like, it was just stupid. We're just
what?
Like, yeah.
This is the Mortal Kombat
2? Mortal Kombat 2.
Because the first one, I remember, was pretty good.
Yeah.
The
first one was good.
Yeah,
the
first
like,
one was good.
The CG that they did on the Animality was garbage. Oh.
It was like some guy with a puppet on his hand. You can see his arm, you know? You can see his elbow because it was just, you know, yeah. It was that bad. Yeah. Like, dude.
Well, the Tomb Raider films weren't bad. I was never really a fan of the Tomb Raider.
Although.
At the theater.
The first one was good, and Angelina Jolie was pissed about the second one.
Why is that?
About it. She didn't want to make another one. She didn't think it was quality.
Why ruin a good thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's hot.
That's such She'll great. Do. She'll Hold do.
Hold on. Wait, gentlemen. No, just a moment of silence, please. All right. Yeah, so Silent Hill. Did you play that? Oh, did you see that movie? That was actually pretty freaking scary.
I thought it was
Don't think I did.
Movie.
What?
I saw the hills have eyes.
Man. It was scary, but
it was scary. That CG was pretty badass towards the end. But the movie
didn't The Hills Have Eyes is a lot scarier.
Yeah, Hills Have
I
Eyes.
I don't think you can make it through, dude.
Well, The Hills Have Eyes. Oh, man, he's calling me out. The Hills Have Eyes wasn't a game, wasn't a movie based on a video game, though.
No, but he
I just
it
mentioned
up.
It because
no.
there was Stupid. Eyes involved.
Yeah.
I just saw the part two.
It had an S in the title, so.
It made sense to me.
Same genre.
Yeah. They made a House of the Dead in 2003. I didn't realize that was based on a video game.
Dumb movie.
Was it dumb?
It's a dumb game.
I actually
too.
Bought the movie because I had $3 and I was at a movie store and it was for sale.
If somebody can play, take a picture of them beating House of the Dead.
Yeah. Hold on, one at a time. What's that now?
If somebody can take a picture of them beating House of the Dead on Nintendo 64, I'll send them a brand new video game.
Really?
Yes.
Brand new?
Yes.
Their choice?
Their choice.
Up to $60?
Up to $60.
All right.
A picture of you beating that
All
game.
Your listeners, a photograph with you in it, and it has to say, Lead Speak Live somewhere within the actual photograph.
Beating it.
Yeah, with a finish screen, whatever that we can prove that it finishes.
It's impossible.
Which game?
Like House of the Dead or House of the Dead 2.
House of the Dead or House of the Dead 2.
64.
Send your email to contest@leadspeaklive.com or RaptureRabbit at 1337speaklive.com or Carleone at leadspeaklive.com. Again, it's always 1337speaklive.com. And,
I tried for 13 hours.
What if they could give you a photo of them beginning at the arcade version?
Hey, that's fair. That'd be even cooler.
No, it's different because you have
Why?
A joystick.
So
it's a little bit different than I don't know. It's just a little different because this
Same
is my
game.
Me. I put
Same
$60
game.
Out.
Now you're
okay.
putting now
okay.
you're putting restrictions
you
on the
company. Okay, it's fine. Whatever.
Okay,
do it.
So
I want to see it.
Yeah. Let's do
but it has to be.
I haven't played that one. I don't know if the difficulty is the same. But fine.
Take a wax crayon or something. But it has to say somewhere within the actual photograph, not Photoshop, not on top. Has to be as of this date forward. LeadSpeakLive.com, 1337speaklive.com, somewhere in the photograph. Put it on someone's boob or something. That's usually the best measure.
The boy would really like that.
Yeah, we're more likely to let you win if it's doubtful. We won't
we will know if it's Photoshop.
We won't judge you.
That's right. I'm a Photoshop guru, so. Well, at least I had the program.
Yeah.
I think I, yeah. I started it
I
up once.
It off,
yeah.
Google.
They made me look, read a book on it, AI, so, mm-hmm. you know. Okay, so moving along. Anything else in movie news you guys want to bring up? Anything else you thought of, noticed lately?
Iron Man
on?
Looks cool.
Iron Man.
Yeah. Even the Hulk, the new Hulk movie looks pretty cool.
Yeah, right. Edward Norton's the man.
Yeah,
I saw the preview for the new Hulk movie. It was pretty epic. It's got a new character in it, though. I'm not really up on comic books as I should be.
I can't think of the name.
Tim Roth, though.
It's the equivalent to the Hulk, but a bad guy.
Yeah. Tim Roth, though.
Tim Roth. From Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
Oh, man, he's great.
Is he the bad guy?
Fuck, you know, he says the F word in
every
movie?
Yeah.
I can't wait
for remember
that
Pulp
one.
Fiction? Remember the opening sequence when they're in the coffee shop? He's the guy with the real thick accent.
Garcon.
Yeah. Garcon!
Reservoir Dogs, where he gets shot in the gut.
Reservoir Dogs, yes. Okay. Yes, the main character. He's playing, I guess, this other character in the bad guy in the Hulk.
Yeah, the bad guy Hulk.
The bad, we call him Bulk.
Yeah, Bulk.
Bringing up old movies.
The bad Hulk,
Rent.
Yeah.
Rent is a good one.
Yeah, he loves Rent. Yeah.
Rent is your favorite movie ever.
Johnson's got some great stories on Rent.
That was an accident.
Oh, hey,
moving
man.
Along.
Yeah. I actually liked Rent. I'm sorry, guys. I never mentioned that when you were clowning it. Yeah. But inside, I was going, I actually
that's
like
my favorite
it.
Movie.
Yeah.
I kind of figured you would like it, Dave.
And I did.
You
fucking
too.
Oh,
no,
Abomination.
Abomination.
Abomination is the name of the bad guy.
Oh yeah.
The new character.
Like,
so
where did I hear
that? Anyway, if you want to check out the trailer to the new Hulk, you can find it at imdb.com. I'd show it on here. I'd play a little bit of it, but really, it's no point because it's an audio based program. but again, we'll have links to all of these all of the everything we talk about on the website at leadspeaklive.com. So, so there's the Hulk, and then there's Iron Man, and that's Robert Downey Jr.
I was so shocked to see him starring in the role.
You know what? I was too.
That guy, I've heard a lot of shit about that guy, and that I'm actually glad to hear that he's doing good.
Yes, I was gonna say, man, when I was a kid, he was the coolest dude.
He was.
Yeah, and you know, now that I'm a older kid.
now that I got facial hair.
Yes. Now that I'm a kid with bills. Yeah. I'm excited to see he's back on the up and up. He's making more drinks.
I'm boozing it up.
No, we have another at least 20 minutes of the show. I don't think we're gonna be okay.
You
no,
me off, you down. Me yeah. What are you doing?
I'm almost done here, sir. I might have to steal some of yours.
$1,000.
Oh. You know what? I just realized I don't think I ever chimed in on my drink check.
You did not.
I did not. I'm actually drinking a 2005 vintage Bozo. Red wine from California. Yes. Yes, it's pronounced, or it's spelled BEAUZEAUX, which clearly.
It's Bozo.
It's Bozo. Yeah. Or maybe it's Buzu.
Buzu.
Buzu. Maybe it probably is Buzu. Yeah. Buzu.
Buzix.
Yeah, I don't know. Buzix. But it's, I mean, hey, life's a jungle. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Bozo. It's a juggle, I should say.
Yeah.
And, the best jugglers are the ones who you see having fun. You know what I'm saying? They're having fun. Yeah. Keep a twinkle in your eye.
You have a vagine, don't you?
Vagine.
Yes. It is good.
He's bleeding. Yes.
Look at him.
Oh,
there
man.
You go. He's filling it up. That's half a shot.
You know, you can't stay the night. You don't even have to drive home.
Yeah.
They don't let you sleep in the studio.
You can't call me a cab.
You cannot ride with me, so.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're doing.
And you know what? Actually, it's not my ticket. Drink up, fucker.
Yeah.
Here's the key. Have a few drinks to drive home, friend.
Drive home quick. Help me get home faster.
That's right. So, moving on to gaming news. Let's see what we got. GTA, the new GTA. What do you guys think about that coming out?
I haven't seen the previous.
Oh gosh, you haven't seen it in the previous, dude. It's the most amazing thing. Actually, Xbox.
What do they have anything new on it though? I mean,
XBLA. It's, yeah, it's just released a new trailer. If you go to the dashboard on Xbox Live Marketplace, I believe you can download the newest trailer, which looks really, really great. And actually, this one's going to have 16-player multiplayer. And actually 15 different modes.
Multiplayer.
Yeah, multiplayer in a GTA series. Yeah. So.
It's just gang fights, right?
Yeah. Well, no, they're going to have racing.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Team
so
deathmatch.
Mini games kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So you'll have some, having some new games that they've invented. There's one called Bomb the Base, which is sort of like a, remember the old classic GTA 3, that turf war? You had to go and you had to put those bombs. It's like that. So it's going to be really cool.
Just hold it down for a certain amount of time, kind of thing, or
yeah, no, like no? It's, I don't recall. I'd have to actually play it again. It's been a long time, but the new GTA looks really great. I was hearing some great things about it, and honestly, you know, Halo sold really well. Halo 3 had a lot of huge marketing engine, and you know, Xbox. I mean, Microsoft made a lot of money on that. Lately, it's been what's the new Nintendo game that just released? That's tearing it up. Is it Smash Brothers? The new Smash Brothers?
Yeah, probably. That looks pretty sweet.
Selling tons of games.
Little Brother has.
And it's
game.
The number one selling game.
Every
right
little
now.
Brother does.
They're selling that. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm just conjecturing. I don't recall exact numbers, but it's about 100,000 units. You know, either a day or whatever.
A day.
I mean, it's like ridiculous. I mean, I might be making that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, I probably it's probably like 10,000 a day. I'm just completely making this up. Though. But here's this. Think of an amazing number if you were selling games, and then. And then,
five.
Yeah, double it or whatever.
Yeah.
Double it and cut it in half.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we got.
Yeah. Yeah. And basically, they're selling a shitload of games. A shit ton, actually, is what I think the official measurement is.
The metric or
you
guys?
Yeah,
yeah.
But here's the thing. As soon as GTA comes out, none of that shit's going to matter. It's all going to be – because it's going to sell more games than – what's up?
Uh-oh.
Speaking of new games, I just saw a little clip. They're coming out
Barbie.
With Gears of War 2.
Gears of War 2, yes. Yeah. Actually, I've seen this. And that – go you know,
with,
in celebration cool. of Gears of War 2 coming out, I know there are people out there that have not had a chance to play, for whatever reason, the original Gears. I mean, shame on you. Shame on you. For not for not playing Gears. But here's what we're gonna do. Keep listening because at the end of the show we're gonna discuss the prize for the weekly junk bag. Dun, 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 dun. Here's where we insert the junk bag music and go. Okay, so we're back. That was the premiere of the junk bag music. Thank you very much. But we are gonna be giving away a copy of the original Gears of War. Now again, it's called the junk bag for a reason. It's a combination of a bunch of things that have been donated. Used games, yeah. We're throwing some garbage in there, some used napkins and things. But this week, out of the junk bag, we're pulling... Yes, we are pulling Gears of War that will be mailed out to the contest winner. And again, at the end of the show, we'll go over the contest, the rules, and how to enter for your chance to win Gears of War. And there's another contest that we're going to discuss, which is going to be great. It'll be your chance to win a Nintendo DS, an actual brand new... Nintendo DS. So that'll be a lot of fun. So, moving on to gaming news. Let's see what else is going on in the world of gaming. So, Rock Band, according to joystick.com, Rock Band has a free download now for the Xbox Marketplace, for XBLA. You can... and for the PlayStation Network on April 17th. So, you'll be able to play... It's called Still Alive. You know what the song is, Chris?
No.
No, I don't either. Yeah. Still Alive, guys. You know what the song is?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't either. But,
still
I mean...
Still Alive!
Yeah.
I'll picture Staying Alive, but...
Staying Alive,
yeah.
Staying Alive.
Never heard of it.
It's a good song. But I guess it's by Jonathan Coltrane.
No,
does that sound right?
Not ringing a bell.
Jonathan Holton?
Jonathan Coltrane?
Coltrane.
Yeah,
no,
I just made that up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a triumph, though.
He might have been
apparently.
A wrestler. I don't
yeah.
know.
It's a triumph, though.
What's that?
It's a triumph.
It is a triumph. And of course, by triumph, I really mean not an April Fool's joke. Which, of course, we don't know if that's the case.
Yeah.
Again, this is according to joystick.com. Is it tomorrow, April 1st? Is it the 31st?
Today is the 31st. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Yeah, so tomorrow, guys, be on the lookout. Be aware. It's going to be on, yeah. In fact, when we're going to hold this contest a month long to give away the Nintendo DS, and at the end of the month we'll be like, April Fool's, sucker!
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't believe!
Did you really think?
The longest April Fool's joke
ever.
Come on,
it's a Nintendo DS.
Yeah. That's a month-long April Fool's
joke.
2 year
long.
Yeah. You stupid. How dare you?
Dummy dunce.
No, I'm kidding. Our listeners aren't stupid. Well, I guess they're not. I mean, if they're listening to our show... They're not busy, at least.
A free Nintendo DS.
Yes, retail.
Can I sign up?
You're not allowed
to. Where else can you go on the web and get a free Nintendo DS?
I know.
Seriously.
By sending in a picture?
Yeah, I got a picture. Yeah, just picture.
Yeah.
It has to have Lee in the background.
Yeah, it has to say
not
Lee
Photoshop.
Speak Live. No, it has to be in the actual photograph. And again, we give preference to...
Boobies.
Boobs, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
boobs and backs and
always
else.
Welcome.
Yeah, and that will definitely bump up the vote. Now, the way the contest is going to work, again, we'll go over this at the end. Real quick, you send in a photograph, and it has to have, you know, you or whoever. It could be a gorilla. It doesn't matter what. It has to say Leet Speak Live somewhere in the photograph, and it has to be in the photo. And those get sent in to contest at leetspeaklive.com. And we will, the panel here will vote on our favorite pick, and that pick will get posted on the website. We'll do that for every week for 5 weeks. On the last week, all five of those photographs should be posted, and then we'll hold a poll. We'll have a voting. Everyone will vote for their favorite photograph, and that will be the winner of the Nintendo DS. So it'll be a lot of fun, lots of outstanding stuff. We're going to see what kind of response we get. We're expecting tons of replies. We got lots of great stuff this last week. So again, keep listening, keep staying afloat on the news at LeetSpeak Live, and check out the website, leetspeaklive.com. So moving on, more gaming news. Again, that's a free download. Now again, I'd always go there as soon as you can, get your downloads, because you don't know how long they're going to be up. You know, when there was the Aerosmith pack giveaway for Guitar Hero 3, and I wouldn't got
Aerosmith.
That right away. Yeah, there's, and yeah. What'd I say?
Aerosmith,
yeah.
Oh, Aerosmith.
I'm
kind
of drunk, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, no, it's fine. Aerosmith's my favorite.
Yeah,
clearly.
My favorite free download.
Aerosmith.
Yeah, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith is great. I love Aerosmith.
You divide by pi.
Thanks for
pie.
Correcting me, guys. Thanks for pointing me out. And I was going to beat me up while I'm on, when we're on the radio line. Yeah.
No.
Don't you know? Don't you know what's important in life?
Uh-oh.
Oh,
hold on.
Yeah.
Pause and download.
Oh.
All right. So, what else is going on in the world of... You okay?
Oh.
Got SARS.
Hold on. Yeah. Diseased. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
All right. We're good.
See, that napkin says Hennessy on it.
Like
it's not for wiping your nose, right?
Yeah. It's just used for booze only.
Yeah. All right. So, moving along. More free downloads. We like downloads. Another free download is, of course, the Halo 3 map pack released recently on XBLA. Now, it sucks that people, at first, had to pay for that map pack. You had to pay for it. I think it was I don't know, like whatever, 800 Microsoft points or something like that. Whatever $10 is, I believe that's what it cost. And that is now free. So if you paid for it, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, that sucks. That happened to me with another game, though. They were giving away, what was the moment with those little guys that were swimming around? That well, anyway,
lemmings. But, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I've had too much red wine, but apparently, there's these games that you know I buy, or they end up either giving away later on as apologies, or they end up reducing the price to half what I paid for you know a year before. So if you, hold on as long as you can when you're buying an arcade game. The only one I would say go out and buy today would be Puzzle Quest for the Xbox 360. Yeah. Great Puzzle game. Quest is the only... I mean, honestly, I keep going back to it again and again and again.
Puzzle Fighter's good, though, too.
Puzzle Fighter. Yeah.
If you're colorblind.
Okay, I take it back. Yeah, unless you're colorblind. Yeah, yeah. The boy... Excuse me. The boy is colorblind, and we were playing this game.
The most difficult game on the
and
planet.
And I'm just stomping him for the first maybe half an hour or so, and he's blaming it on the fact that he can't see the colors. And then once he got the hang of the joystick pad of the game pad,
I've never touched a 360 controller until that day.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden it was like, oh damn! And all of a sudden the colors didn't matter because now he's winning.
Close my eyes and beat
him. He's winning with a handicap is the point he's making at this point. So from now on, when I play a game against somebody, I'll be like, oh, dude, well, I kind of broke my thumb, you know. Yeah. And so even if I'm doing bad, I have an excuse why I'm doing bad. But if I'm winning, I'm winning despite my handicap.
Dumb. Yeah, I'm feeling okay now, so I think I'm having a heart attack.
I'm so good, yes, that despite my broken leg, yeah, I am winning at this, at the DDR, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I can't be beaten.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's fine.
So pick those up, the at Rock Band, new free download, and the Halo 3 free download. And then to wrap it up, I know there's tons of big news out there. Again, visit the website. We'll always have current news on there. There's a couple of banners on there that stream the latest news from Wired and the New York Times for technology. So again, if you always catch the latest, greatest news, please visit leadspeaklive.com. And Kotaku has got some great new news as well. This is huge. Tragedy. Apparently a 15-year-old boy killed for not passing the game. Now, apparently, a 15-year-old Oliver Baptiste, is that how you say it? Babisti? Baptiste. I feel so bad. It's just this poor kid, you know, he's been shot in the head or something for the video game, and I'm sitting here mispronouncing. This is not funny, guys. You're a bunch of insensitive
really
pricks.
It's not. Come on, guys. He didn't beat Mario. Shut up.
We are so going to hell. I'm never going to heaven. I'm telling you right now.
It's Baptiste. It's French.
Okay. All right. So, 15-year-old Oliver Baptiste refused to hand over the video game he was playing to his 18-year-old friend William Suarez. I see now it's a Hispanic name.
That answers the question.
Yeah.
Suarez.
What the hell was 18-year-old Suarez doing with a gun, first of all? But Suarez pulled out a .32 caliber Smith & Wesson from his waistband and shot Baptiste in the head. I'm going to call him Oliver.
Right.
Yes.
Steve.
This, according to police, who have charged the alleged killer with manslaughter, illegal possession of a firearm, assault with a dangerous weapon, and discharging a firearm within 500 feet of a dwelling. Witnesses told... Yeah,
Was that last one?
They had to, they had to throw it on there just to make sure we got everything we can.
He's near a house. So
in case the shooting the kid with the gun doesn't stick, we can get him for,
we can get him for the 500 feet.
Yeah.
He's innocent until proven guilty.
Old Will. Old Bill. Yeah. Bill Suarez.
Billiam.
Yeah. So witnesses told authorities that Suarez then put the gun down on the kitchen counter and began saying, "This just didn't happen. This just didn't happen," according to the court documents. Well, unfortunately,
Billiam.
Yes.
Billy.
It did. Yeah. Okay. And it sounds like one seriously screwed up little boy here. And it sucks. He probably just turned 18 because he's obviously an idiot. He's not like he's a mature 18, you know. He's, So, I don't know. And what pisses me off about this is that they're going to associate this violence with video games.
Oh,
and it's gonna you know, demonize what we do and the games that we play. It's nothing to do with the fact that he's playing a game. It has something to do with the fact that kid was an 18-year-old idiot.
Yeah,
it is.
The fact that his parents didn't discipline him enough.
Where the hell does he get a .32 caliber Smith & Wesson? You don't pick it up at GameStop. You know what I'm saying? No.
You don't get that next to the zapper.
No, exactly. You know? It doesn't come. Yeah, you know, it doesn't come with
Duck Hunt.
No. Bundled with your Xbox Live magazine and PS Monthly.
Live rounds.
Yeah. So, So this is similar to another incident back in July. If you guys recall this, there was a young boy who stabbed his older brother to death for not letting him have his turn at the video game. Again, another situation that I think the press sort of blows up, you know. It was in the Boston Herald, and they had a title. The splash was, game led to teens murder. You know?
What were they playing? Did it say what?
Must have been something violent.
Yeah, I'll bet you.
What was this game, though? What game is this?
No, I think that was the article that was in, or the name of the publication.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so... Oh. There was another video game linked to a fatal shooting in Brockton.
What was the game
they're
playing, do you know?
No, it doesn't actually say what game they're playing. Of course. But it just pisses me off. Exactly. You know, there's no hard evidence. It's just, it's the media.
I'll bet you if they were playing Mortal Kombat, it would be mm-hmm. there. But if they're playing, you know, Gran Turismo or like...
They were probably playing... No, the Simpsons. They were playing Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
Yeah.
And of course, it's a video game. There probably was just a video game in the room.
It was a drug deal gone bad, but they had a Nintendo controller in his hand.
Drug deal gone bad. Anyway,
the funny thing is the kid wanted his turn and he didn't get it, and he will not get
that
it.
That is a lesson to all you who do not give up when your turn is over.
Video games are over for you.
Yeah. Yeah, another big thing, if you check it out, Xbox Live's MajorNelson.com. They actually made a pretty big deal about this. It was actually on Dig, too, that they had almost 2,000 digs. Hey,
we have sound effects.
What are you doing? Apparently, it's time. That's the church bell. no.
Yeah. It's light outside?
No.
Damn it, dude.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Anyway, they made a post a few months ago about tampering their games, like, you know, to boost your gamer score or to boost your ranking on, say you're playing Madden. If you pull out of the game before you lose, then I guess it doesn't affect your gamer score, your achievements. So.
Oh, yeah. I had the same shit with, what's the boxing game that we enjoy?
Mike Tyson.
No. It's a fun, good game. Fight Night Round 3. I would be beating people down, you know, just... Lennox Lewis doing the straight jab, whooping somebody down, and then before they would lose, they would go and just shut off their game, or they would unplug their internet, or whatever, and it would just drop out, and they wouldn't get
the game. Yeah, and it's basically considered tampering with your gamer score and your achievements. Right. So what they've done, this was, I think, yesterday that this was posted, maybe a few days ago. I have no idea, actually. I'm completely guessing. But they've taken steps to fix it. What they're going to do is they're resetting the entire gamer score to zero.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you've been caught cheating at any time, you have the risk of your gamer score being reduced to zero.
Oh, it's only if you've been caught cheating.
Not everyone. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Wow, way to go, guys.
Yeah, no, anyone can. Yeah. Could you imagine the uproar? My score is like...
2?
Yeah, something like that.
So almost 1,000.
I wouldn't be affected, but... Yeah. You know. But also, the account will be unable to regain all previously obtained achievements. So basically, say you beat Oblivion and you're really, really excited about your you can never ever get them again on that gamer tag.
If you cheated on that game,
or at all.
At all.
Yeah, like, I think that's whatever you've had
anything
to that
you've
point,
ever played before.
Up to that point, yep. Wow. Yeah, I know. It's really, really strict. They're really coming down on these
guys.
Good. Yeah.
That's right.
You have to quit cheating.
Now, you have the ability to continue to gain future achievements. So if you go rent a new game, you know, for me, for example, if I play Orange Box.
How do you cheat, though, you know?
I don't know.
I guess what I was talking about, when I'm beating someone down and plug it, you know, you've lost. You mm-hmm. just, you know.
If it's a recurring thing, I'm sure they catch on.
But here's the coolest thing. Apparently, the account will clearly be labeled, as a cheater.
Really? It'll say like pro or epic gamer or something.
Cheater.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? I'll say
don't play this guy.
All you guys are assholes. You know what I mean?
So.
All right.
I didn't say shit.
Moving along. All right.
I'm just a fucking asshole.
All right.
Guys.
So at gamesradar.com, they have this great article on the top 7 stereotypical gamers that we hate. Now, they shouldn't exist, but they do. Avoid these gamers at all costs.
The boy's number one, right?
Yeah.
The boy 316.
Yes, I'd rather be stabbed in my neck with a rusty ice pick than play a game with this guy.
I love it.
Yeah, try to play a game with one of these imbeciles. Anyway, number seven was the frat boy. He usually plays Halo 3, of course. And Guitar Hero 3.
He's done.
Favorite snacks, brewskis, pizza, and passed out sorority chicks.
That's a good snack. I'll have that on my toast.
Now, it's hard to tell if these douchebags are actually playing a game, as they're just likely to yell, score, for a C-minus term paper, or a well-executed date rape, as they are a Madden field goal. What do you guys think about these guys?
I've played them.
The frat boys. They have the shirt that says, I'd hit that.
Or no fatties. Yeah. Yeah. They punch each other in the face and they scream extreme.
Yeah. Extreme! And they call each other gay without addressing the thick fog of sexual tension that actually exists between them all.
Wishing that guy's cock was in his mouth. I wish.
They wear pink polos and make fun of their friends for being fags.
I love them all. Next is the old RPG snob.
That'd be me.
And that's it. Play any RPG.
I can't play
or
RPGs
in quotations.
Unless they're stolen.
Yeah. Something you wouldn't understand.
This
yeah.
never closes.
Sorry.
The mouth
Notice
is always
the mouth
open.
Breather.
Yeah.
They have a cape on.
So, again, we relish any chance to talk shop about our favorite hobby with fellow expert gamers, except when we're confronted by one of these. A hyperventilating nerd lingler who looks at us like we're farting Philistines for wanting to pull off the occasional headshot or kick flip. What do you guys think about these guys?
I hate everything about it, but I wish that cloaks would come back because I'd totally rock
them. I'll just put my cloak tomorrow.
It had 4 strength, 4 stam to my
leather belt. Give me that, dude.
Yeah.
That was a very douchebaggery thing we just did. It's awesome.
High five. Who does that?
Just my cloak, dude.
We just high five. That is the booze doing it. Damn it.
The booze is high fiving.
So, usurping the throne of snobbery from the once mighty record store employee. They are the RPG elite gamers, the RPG snobs.
Quit making fun of me, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Johnny. Yeah, I can't help you, man. But next time, just mix in a little Madden. You know what I'm saying? Mix in a little something.
Put some Madden in there.
Yeah, some GTA.
Yeah, I don't.
Don't hit the pedestrian.
I don't date rape.
You don't get
I like how only he got that.
Or do you?
I don't get it.
Yeah. Everyone else, yeah. So next is the non-existent gamers. They usually play the family-friendly fun fests, and they only eat organic rice cakes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are not real people. They are illusions created by marketers and portrayed by models and actors.
Oh, Nintendo Wii commercials.
Yes, exactly. Yes. They have the white teeth smeared in Vaseline.
They brush their teeth often.
Poppy seed bread.
That's right. That's right.
That's it. They use it to wipe the forehead.
It's booze. It's in my system.
Anyway, it's clear that these, and this is again according to GamesRadar.com, it's clear that they live in an upper class middle suburb. And they enjoy paying taxes, eating at Applebee's.
I love to pay taxes.
Yes.
Fuckers, just raise your taxes here too, sir.
Yes.
I can't wait.
And repressing dark childhood memories. Mm. Now, I've never actually met this tailor-made multicultural family. This jovial concoction with gathers around the plasma TV with grandma and the kid from next door to enjoy a game of Mario Party.
That would have been my ex-girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You should have met her.
So again, that's the first. That's only the first few. That's the first three or first two, actually. First three.
We've only made it through two.
Yeah, is it two?
Yeah.
Of the gamers, we're running out of time here. We got to move along. So next, we have the PC elitists.
That's talking about us.
Oh,
that's
no.
Me.
That's to me.
I have the carpal tunnel brace.
Yeah, that's the boy and Carleone right there.
Yes, it is. The boy and Carleone are.
Look at him go. He's got like. Chips on his chest.
Yeah. That's right. I love nachos.
It's all fat, got pimples.
Shut up.
I don't have pimples. Right? Your mom pops.
You're breaking out, buddy. You're breaking out.
The stomach
only thing
scared.
He's missing is the bathrobe.
Oh, yeah.
I forced the bathrobe.
Don't judge me.
I actually got that him for Christmas.
I know that.
It's soft as silk.
Yeah.
It's smooth.
You elitist.
It probably was silk then.
It's gamer gear.
Yeah, that's right.
It's gamer fucking gear. That's just gear.
Anyway, so again, check out GamesRadar.com. You can tune in there to get the rest, or I should say log in there to get the rest of the gamer, stereotypical gamers that we hate, top seven. Got the WoW on there. It's listed. Wow. Yeah. Again, check it out. And tune in this week and every week to LeadSpeakLive.com, your source for real gamers by real actual gamers. We're not industry insiders. We don't make games. We just drink. We eat chips.
Exist. And we game.
And we game, bitches.
And exist.
Gamers.
Hut.
Gamers.
Hut.
All right, stay tuned for the details on the upcoming contest. Again, we'll see you next week. This is Rapture Rabbit. I'm with...
Donson.
Carleone.
The boy.
And we'll see you next time.
Good day.
Right.
Give me some junk, son. It's the Junk Bag.
That's right.
Give me some junk, son. This is Rapture Rabbit, and I'm holding the Junk Bag. So to enter this week's Junk Bag giveaway, please send an email to contest@leadspeaklive.com and type episode 2 in the subject line. In the body, type your answer to this question. Who is the current world record holder for getting to level 70 in the World of Warcraft, and how long did it take? Please include your gamer tag and where you're from if you want it read on the air. All submissions must be in by noon. That's 12 p.m. on Monday, April 7th, 2008. Next is Elite Speak Live Photo Contest. It's your chance to win a Nintendo DS from your friends at leadspeaklive.com. Simply take a photograph and make sure somewhere in the photograph you can see the URL www.leadspeaklive.com. That's 1337speaklive.com. We will pick our favorite every week and post it on the site. The contest will end May 5th, so all submissions must be in by noon of the same day. The voters will choose the winner of the DS by voting on the final photos at leadspeaklive.com. So I hope you had fun. I know we did. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, keep on gaming.
1, 3, 3, 7.